Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This Ascension Sunday is that odd little Sunday where the disciples, having received Jesus after his resurrection, received both a promise and a command. The promise is that Jesus said, I am going to my Father, but I will send to you the Holy Spirit to abide with you. And then a promise. I want you to go. I want you to go as witnesses. Now, if you remember that story from this morning, from the reading in Acts, Jesus gives them all of these instructions, and they say, Lord, is this the day? Are we almost there? Are we almost ready? Are we almost finished? And Jesus, in typical rabbi fashion, says, I told you that the Son of Man must come and suffer and die and rise. But you will not know the day. But I promise you, I will be with you. And then he steps away from them and he ascends into heaven. And they stand there looking up into the sky. One of my favorite things about going to Disneyland as a semi-adult is seeing those guys whose job it is to carry around the big, huge, giant columns of balloons. You ever see them? You see them all the time. At all the amusement parks, they have hundreds of balloons. And as they walk around, the balloons are colorful and they're moving back and forth, and all that's fine. But what I like to watch are the kids. As that guy or that woman is walking by, the kids are just like, wow. And the parents are like, I already paid $200 to get in here, come on. There's a sense in which the disciples and we in the church, as Jesus rises from the dead, stand there with our mouths open, watching, going, that's cool. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. And then two smart alecks come up and say, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Don't you know that he's going to come back down again as he promised that he'll come as he went? There's a sense in which those two witnesses say to them, okay, he's up. Now what? What did Jesus say? I am sending you. Go. I'm sending you. Go. Start in Jerusalem and then out into Samaria and all of the regions of Sidon and Tyre and the whole world proclaiming Christ crucified. God's love. It's not enough. It's probably not even desirable to just sit like a child watching the guy with the balloons walk by and go, isn't that nice? I wish I had a balloon. Instead, God, through Jesus Christ, sends us out into the world. Not only to proclaim beautiful balloons and great ascensions, wonderful resurrections, great healings, cool hymns, nice people, but to proclaim that Jesus' promise is true. That he indeed abides with us in the world right now. That is the hope, as it says in Ephesians, to which we have been called. That is the hope of the world. It's certainly a hope we need to hear on this eve of Memorial Day, where we will remember with prayer and pride and sadness and joy the lives of those who gave themselves for service to our country. It's a hope that we need when we realize that we are still engaged in war, that we still do not know really how to make peace. There's something powerful about Jesus' message to the disciples. There's nothing theoretical about Jesus' call to us to go out into the world and proclaim Christ crucified. There's nothing easy about it. It's not something that we can solve with yet another resolution or another meeting. It's not something that we can do from an ethereal point of view. That presence, that Holy Spirit that Jesus left with his disciples and leaves with us, that is the hope side of this text. The command is go. A simple word, go. Well, that's not something Lutheran Christians are particularly all that enamored with. We like to stay. I love to stay. We like to stay because where we are is comfortable and nice, and we like the balloons. It's pretty cool. We love the pageantry. It's really nice. But we need to let the balloon go. We need to let Jesus ascend. Let go. It's exactly what he told his disciples in the upper room. It's time to let me go, so that the hope of the Holy Spirit can work through you as you go into the world. It means, I think, that we have to get out of our comfortable pews, out of our comfortable ideals, out of the way that we think we should always do things. It means we may need to actually move out from our own traditions. It may mean that we may have to listen to God every single day in prayer and in humility and ask God, where are you sending me? And then go. To do what? To proclaim Christ crucified. To proclaim the hope of the world. To say to those who have not heard, this Jesus is for you. This Jesus returns for you. To say to those who are in pain, who are desperate, those who are without hope, that Christ comes for you. To share with those who are joyful and exultant, those who have experienced recent marriages and joy, God is in the midst of that, and that is our proclamation. But Jesus' command is not stay. It's to go. So the mission of the church is to not sit quietly and look at beautiful balloons and nice things. You've heard me say this time and time again. The mission of the church is to let them go so that the rest of the world can see the beauty of God and be transformed by that beauty and that spirit in the same way that we have been and are being transformed. In this powerful text for this morning, Jesus speaks with his disciples in gentle words, reminds them of what they need to do, promises them that they will always, that he will always be with them, and then sends them out. I pray that we will not stand gazing up in the sky, but that we will go. Amen.